Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You made it. It's the best day of the week. It is Sunday. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for all sports in Kansas City. I am Mac Morey, your host today here on Fantasy Football Sundays, where you will be getting all of your advice for the slate that technically has already begun. We've got a London game right now. Jacksonville taking on Chicago. The Jags with the ball, 2nd and 9. Trevor Lawrence does just get sacked. As I say that, going to be 3rd and long. Jags up 3-0 early on in that game over beyond the pond. This show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. I do want you to be a part of it. 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number. At the end of the show, I will be giving you all the start or sit advice based on your text messages. So be a part of that. 913-586-7965 to be a part of the conversation and to ask me any questions, whether it's running backs, flex, quarterbacks. Ooh, I like this guy. Should I pick up this guy? Sell high, buy low, whatever it is. I want you to ask me. 913-586-7965, and that will be the last 20 or so minutes of the show. We'll go through start or sit. I'll start off right now, though, by kind of just introducing who's hurt, who's on bye, giving you waiver wire pickups. We'll get into the matchup slate, kind of the meat of the show, and I'll go through every matchup for you and say, okay, I like this guy. This is kind of a hot take start. This would be a key player that not a lot of people are looking at to play today in this matchup. We'll go through each game, and I'll be able to help you out right here on Fantasy Football Sundays. Let's get to it. Week 6, guys. Week 6. We are here. It's nut cutting time. Okay. You're 1-4. You got to win this week. Okay. Your season's on the line. You're 4-1. Ooh, now it's time to maybe start taking advantage of the rest of the league. Okay. See if anyone else is desperate. You may probably, if you're 4-1, have a deeper bench. Maybe you've got some guys that are a little more expendable on your team. You go, yeah, I don't need this guy, but I know 2 or 3 guys who are 1-4, 2-3, who would be desperate for a running back, desperate for some tight end help, desperate for just a flex position that could come in and give them 9, 10, 11, 12 points on a weekly basis. If you're a guy who's 4-1 like that, be looking at the rest of your league and take advantage. Yes, you're 4-1. You're probably going to make the playoffs. If you win this week and you're 5-1 or 6-0, you're making the playoffs. You'd have to suffer a travesty to your team. I mean, just statistically, if you're in a 10-man league who starts the playoffs at week, you know, whatever it is, 13, 14, you're going to make the playoffs if you start 5-1 or 6-0. This is a huge week for you. On the other side, the flip side, just opposing that, if you're 1-4, God forbid if you're 0-5, this, if you're 0-5, okay, I'll help you. Hey, 913-586-7965. I will do my darndest to help you out, but it's going to be tough. If you're 1-4, it's still going to be tough, but we can get there. But this week's massive, okay? This week is huge. So you've got to make this work right now. It's waiver wire ads. It's hot take starts. We talk about ceiling and floor on this show, right? A lot, you know, oh, I like this play because it's the ceiling, but oh, I'm kind of need to be safe. I just need points. Let's go with the floor play. Well, if you're 1-4, it's ceiling time, buddy. You're going for big plays. You're going for home runs. This is not time to be safe. Oh, this guy will get me 8 points. No, I need the 18. Okay. You need to win these games if you're 1-4. And if you're in the middle like me right now, 2-3, 3-2, it's time to fight, time to claw back. You can still make the playoffs, and I'm sure there's a slew of guys in your 10 or 12-man league, whatever it may be, who are right around that same, you know, hovering around 500 record. So you've got to fight your way back, good starting decisions, solid waiver wire pickups, and that's why we're here. Fantasy Football Sundays, 96.5 The Fan from 9 to 10. Let's start it right now. Teams on bye this week: Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, and Vikings. I don't think it's as bad as it was last week. I mean, the Lions alone were just a huge fantasy hit, I think, for leagues around the world. I mean, you just got 4, 5, 6 guys who are pretty much weekly starters in the Lions. Now, all in all, there's still some big players here. Obviously, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. We'll get into all of the big implications of the teams on bye this week. injuries right now. Puka and CMC, we've talked about it every week. I don't know. We're not getting much closer for Christian McCaffrey. It seems November is still a possibility. I obviously don't drop him. If you have him, you're hoping that he comes back and maybe he can be a huge playoff championship push for you. But Puka Nacua does seem more realistic in the next couple of weeks. Players that are ruled out for today, from Adam Schefter's tweet over there on the X machine, Derek Carr, Taysom Hill, Ramondre Stevenson, Jonathan Taylor, Nick Chubb, Josh Reynolds. That's a surprise one. Gus Edwards, Davante Adams, and Malik Nabers are going to be the players that are out today that are concerning our fantasy football starts. Let's get into waiver wire pickups. If one of those names that I just read to you and go, I didn't know Jonathan Taylor, Ramondre Stevenson's out. Gus Edwards is out. I didn't know Malik Nabers was still hurt after last week. I thought he'd be back. Well, maybe this waiver wire segment can help you out a little bit. Let's start with running backs. Again, Hunt, Kareem Hunt's on bye. Kyren Williams, Devon Achane, Mostert, Aaron Jones, who's week to week, is still on bye. That could be a blessing disguise for you, Aaron Jones, owners. You know, couldn't play him last week. He gets hurt. Got a bye this week. Maybe next week he comes back fully healthy, ready to go. If you need a running back this week, we talked about this guy last week for the Dallas Cowboys, and I kind of felt vindicated. He's becoming the running back one for Dallas. That's Rico Dowdle. He got in the end zone last week. He's right around 50% snap share. I still think we'll start to see that number tick up and up. And I see that increasing and him become the clear lead back. He had 5 targets last week and the week before. So he's also viable in the passing game as well. Going over to Tank Bigsby. He keeps taking over each week as the runner. This is probably the last week to grab him before it's too late. And he's just going to be on every other person's team. He's not going to be available on waiver wires because he's a damn good player and he's becoming the lead running back. Now, Travis Etienne is still that pass back, you know, passing downs. He's going to come out of the backfield, catch little screens, catch little dump offs in the flats. That's going to be more Etienne. Bigsby lesser, but he is the better runner of the football. So I guess the Jaguars are playing right now. So probably, but maybe for next week, if he's on your waiver wire, he's first in rushing yards over expectation. He's just right now the better runner. He leads the league in yards per carry, and he has more yards than Etienne on 20 less carries. Tank Bigsby, if he's available after today, go grab him. Trey Sermon, this is a play for today. Jonathan Taylor has been ruled out. Trey Sermon had a solid week last week. We talked about him. I don't know how good of a football player he is. He caught 6 passes. He ran all right. He had a touchdown on the ground. It just played under a hair of 60% of the snaps. Now, from what we know, which isn't much, Jonathan Taylor should be back next week. So if he's not, though, this could be a solid stash. Trey Sermon just could be a starting running back for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Jonathan Taylor has had these lingering issues and injuries before that have ailed him and sidelined him for weeks longer than expected. I mean, last season is the perfect example of that. Now, if Trey Sermon's just the lead back, you should go pick him up. Now, I mentioned that hair under 60% of the snaps. The guy getting that around 40 is Tyler Goodson. He's the other running back. He got less work, but he had more burst. He's younger. That could be a name to monitor here in the future. That's a deep cut, but Tyler Goodson, if he all of a sudden uproots Trey Sermon's RB1 position with Jonathan Taylor out, then that could be the guy. Tyrone Tracy. He made a name for himself last week. You didn't know his name last week. You maybe still don't know it. You'll know it after this week. They play Sunday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. Tyrone Tracy is going to be the lead running back. Devin Singletary is still hurt. Malik Nabers still hurt. It's going to be him and a slew of wide receivers like Wandale Robinson. Tyrone Tracy is electric. Like, he's actually a massive spark. And the offense looked good last week without Malik Nabers. Tracy was a large part of that. I think they're actually, him and Nabers, if you're talking about like future of the New York football Giants, they're like some fun pieces to like a decent offensive puzzle. Like, they're finally starting to maybe build something. Yeah, the quarterback's a problem. The offensive line's an issue. Do we know if Brian Daboll's the guy? In my opinion, he's pretty solid, but we don't know for sure. There's lots of things to figure out over there in New York for the G-men. But Tyrone Tracy might just be another, you know, feather in the cap for those Giants, and they don't have a lot going on over there on their caps. Ty Chandler, Aaron Jones, week to week, we mentioned him. So for sure, if he's still on waivers, I'd get him. Ty Chandler's pretty solid. Sam Darnold, we know, is going to like to throw to those running backs. Ty Chandler is a good target for this week. Let's head over to the tight ends. A couple of devastating buys, honestly, in such a weak tight end market. Hockenson just came back. He's on bye. So if you were holding on to Hockenson, you're going, oh, he's coming back, and he's on bye. Yeah, sorry. Travis Kelce finally has a couple good weeks, and he's on bye. If you're in a deep league, Noah Gray, he's on bye. You know, Colby Parkinson, we'll talk about him in a bit there, but he's on bye with the Rams. Taysom Hill is injured. Now, if your team's good, I mean, we talked about you earlier, if you're 4-1, you're 5-0, and you've got to start making some strategic down-the-line moves, this is a great one. I'm sure if you're 4-1, 5-0, you probably have a decent tight end. You maybe have one of those few elite guys, which really there aren't even, but the names are, you know, Laporta, the Kelseys, the Kittles. Like those names are elite. They haven't actually put up the stats or the numbers that you'd want in fantasy football, but there's still always room to get a little bit better at the tight end position. If you're 4-1, 5-0, and if that is actually a weakness of your team, Taysom Hill is the guy long term. First of all, you're going to be taking away a name that's going to be on waiver wires for other guys the whole season. And everyone has tight end waiver wire woes, okay? Taysom Hill is going to be the number one anecdote for those woes, and you can take that away off the waiver wire right now. Once he's back, he's an integral part of that Saints offense. He can catch, he can throw, he can run. I've talked about this week after week. He is the Swiss Army knife of the NFL, and whether it's sad or not to say, the Saints need that guy on offense. They do. They need a spark badly. Speaking of, we'll get to that Saints matchup later. Really excited about Spencer Rattler. Really excited. We'll talk about it later. Tyler Conklin, he's their only pass-catching tight end. So when they do play two tight end sets, you'll sometimes see Tyler Conklin not in the game for the New York Jets. But when they pass it, he's the guy. And he sees a lot of work. I mean, there aren't guys that get targets. I mean, there's not a plethora of players getting usage on the Jets right now. Garrett Wilson got 22 targets last week. 22 targets last week, Garrett Wilson. It was a record. You got Lazard getting tired. That's it. And Breece Hall doesn't do crap. And then you got Tyler Conklin for the scraps. In the tight end market, you'll take scraps. And then Colby Parkinson, we mentioned him. He's on bye. He did have 13 targets last week. If he needs someone for next week, he could be a decent option. This team in LA is just starving for weapons. You know, obviously Puka's out. Cooper Kupp still dealing with his injury. So it makes a little more sense why he got the 13 targets. It's also maybe an explanation of, okay, this is a repeatable thing. I could actually see him get 8, 9, 10 targets again. Colby Parkinson could help you out next week, not this week. And Kate Otten, he got me out of a jam last week. Okay, I picked him up last week. I needed a tight end. Had to figure it out. Had both my tight ends on bye the same week. Usually I carry two tight ends in my team. I know not everyone does that. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, especially not in a year like this year. But Kate Otten came in, got me around 6 points. It's really all you can ask for in half PPR in the tight end market. It's not pretty, but it'll get the job done. Kate Otten on what is a high-flying, high-quantity passing offense in Tampa Bay. I think Kate Otten would be a solid choice at tight end. This pains me to say. Let's go over to wide receiver. We got Hill, Waddle, Addison, and Justin Jefferson on bye. Let's look at who can help you out on the waiver wire here as far as wide receivers are concerned. There's a little more meat on the bone here at this position. It's not what it was last week, but still, I think some really viable options for your team. Darnell Mooney, this is going to be the least likely to be on your waiver wire. Last week probably erased him and added his percentage on rostered teams, but 16 targets, 2 touchdowns last week. He's an every week starter. He's a good player. I mean, this was a guy who was drafted pretty high a few years ago, and everyone kind of had question marks on Darnell Mooney. He wasn't really living up to expectations. Well, turns out quarterbacks for the wide receivers have a huge implication on their numbers and their usage and their productivity. Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota weren't exactly lending themselves to Darnell Mooney's production and efficiency. He's actually been playing really well with Kirk Cousins, and he's also had some health issues. Well, he's healthy. He's got a quarterback. Darnell Mooney's a great option if he's available. If he's available, you have to pick him up. I mean, this is a must pickup. Josh Downs, pretty much independent upon Flacco or Richardson. Like, if it's Flacco, I'm starting him for sure. If it's Richardson, I'm thinking about a little longer, but still, like, he has been maybe the most consistent option on the Colts offense as far as the pass catchers are concerned. Titans are top five against the pass in fantasy, but part of that to me is just because they're down a lot. Okay, they're getting run on more often because you don't have to pass. You get up on the Titans and you just kind of chew the clock. You win the game. Now, I don't know if that's the case today. Snead's going to lock up Pittman, and he's done that to wide receivers this whole season. I think it's 2 weeks in a row Legarius Sneed has held. They were on bye last week, but the previous 2 weeks the Titans were playing, he held wide receivers to a total of 0 yards. Zero. Okay, you've heard Sneed's name. You're familiar with him here in Kansas City. He's still damn good. He's going to be taking over Michael Pittman today, okay? So I don't like Michael Pittman. I do like Josh Downs, okay? Josh Downs is a guy who's catching these short and intermediate balls. He can take them to the house with his speed, yard after the catch ability. If it's Flacco, Josh Downs will run a couple go routes. He'll get that long ball usage. If it's Richardson, Josh Downs is a well-rounded enough receiver and has a route tree that he can play that screen game. He can play that intermediate slant game. I'm in the flat. I'm in the seam kind of thing. Josh Downs is a well-rounded receiver. Big Jeff Simmons is back for that Titans pass rush, so they may be able to get to Flacco or Richardson a little sooner. That would lend to quick passes, which is what Josh Downs does so well at. He's a good get-the-ball-out-quick receiver. Jalen Tolbert for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this is a bad Dallas defense, and they're going to have to throw to stay in games all year. They're going to have to score points. They're going to have to throw the ball. Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb are going to have to put up mega numbers, and they probably will in a lot of these games. Tolbert, though, is going to have to put up really good numbers, and he has a few times. He's the quintessential waiver wire ad that I would like, because if you're struggling right now, he's got a really good floor. In half PPR, 11, 11, 18 points. And then you've got the two busts at 1.7 and 3.9. Now, one of those busts was week one, so we can kind of throw that out. The Cowboys were awful in week one. They've looked better since. Not that they've looked great, but the offense, at least. Let's go start offensively. They have looked better since week one. I think that's fair to say. Now, the second one, where he only had 3.9, he had three targets, and he still got three catches. He just couldn't get free for the yards after the catch. But those other three games, 11, 11, and 18 points. And he's sitting on a lot of your waiver wires right now. He's the second option on a team that, are they great? No, but they're going to be in games and they're going to try and win. We know this team is not going to want to lose games and become a dumpster fire. Jerry Jones won't let it happen. He needs to see them in the playoffs. He's all in. Even though he didn't add anyone, he's all in. There's just not a lot on this offense right now. We've talked about Rico Dowdle. The running back room is bleak. And besides CeeDee Lamb and Jaden Tolbert, there is not much to speak of in the wide receiver room either. I like Tolbert right now as a high usage player on a team that's going to have to throw the ball a lot. This is a high usage player on a team that just sucks to watch. But if you need him and you're desperate, Jalen Polk, rookie wide receiver for the New England Patriots. He's by far the number one target, and he's a good player. He's just a rookie on a really, really bad team. Which, by the way, this bad team is starting Drake May, who they went into the season with planning to not start. Well, hey, you know what? Since we suck and we knew we were going to suck, let's just maybe ruin our biggest investment that we've made since, I don't know, Tom Brady, and throw him in to the fire. DeMeco Ryans led defense Texans team. They blitz on 50% of dropbacks. Yeah, let's start Drake May today. Oh, yeah, remember the last time the Texans played a rookie quarterback? Oh, yeah, it was this year. Caleb Williams, how'd it go? Oh, yeah, they only sacked him 7 times. I don't like this start for Drake May. I wouldn't play him. I have to play him in one of my fantasy leagues. That's how desperate I am. I'm in a two-quarterback league. Two of my quarterbacks are on bye. Drake May was just a guy that I drafted this year. It was a dynasty league, so I just drafted him as a future play, right? In a couple years, Drake May may be a good starter. I have to play him today, and I don't like it. But I hope that he goes to Jalen Polk, and I hope for your case, maybe you pick up Polk today. Listen, they've wrote about May this week. He's looked really good against the blitz in practice. He played those, 15 snaps a couple weeks ago, and we've worked on it. Yeah, I don't really care. Like, I don't think it's going to look good, but Polk could be a guy who gets 6 catches in 50 yards. And if they score a touchdown, Polk's probably, him and Stevenson are the two guys to score it, right? Unless it's Drake May making some miraculous play with his legs, which he is capable of doing. But again, he's a rookie going up against a good defense. New England, you're stupid for starting Drake May. If you need a wide receiver, he is a wide receiver one. That's Jalen Polk. He's a desperation pickup. Michael Wilson for the Arizona Cardinals. More targets. Listen to this. More targets than Marvin Harrison Jr. right now, Michael Wilson. Do you know Michael Wilson and Trey McBride actually have more targets than Marvin has? Marvin Harrison Jr. is third in targets on the Arizona Cardinals. The last 3 weeks for Michael Wilson, 6, 7, and 9 targets. Kyler Murray likes this guy. You know, it's Wilson, it's Greg Dortch, it's McBride, it's Harrison. Wilson's going to be one of those high usage guys. And, you know, the same kind of vein as we talked about with Josh Downs having the ability to go deep and also work in those intermediate and short parts of the field. That's similar to Michael Wilson. It is. It's similar to Michael Wilson. We've seen him more in that intermediate game. They're using Marvin Harrison on the deep balls. We'll see if that starts to switch. I think Marvin Harrison would actually be better used in the middle of the field on those 15 to 20 yard plays. But nevertheless, right now, Michael Wilson is that guy. If you need a wide receiver, again, 6, 7, and 9 targets these last few weeks. He got in the end zone as well. It's an offense that scores. And it's a matchup that isn't necessarily the worst. They're playing the Packers at noon at Green Bay today. That's going to be a game that I actually kind of like. That spread was a little too hefty. 5.5, 6 points. If you're a Cardinals guy, if you're a Kyler Murray guy, I might be playing that as well. All right. Fantasy Football Sunday here on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Now remember that Jay's Southland Tow Service text line number 913-586-7965. Take out your phone, ask me your start or sit questions. I will get to them at the end of the show, the last 20 minutes or so. 913-586-7965 is the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line number to be a part of the show. Coming up next, we're getting to the matchup slate. I'll tell you the winners and losers from last week, and then we'll get to every game that is happening today, tonight, and tomorrow night, and I will let you know, okay, here's who you should start. Here's who you should sit. Here's who I like. Here's who I dislike. Make sure you be a part of it. Make sure you stay locked in to 96.5 The Fan. I am Mac Moore. You listen to Fantasy Football Sundays right here, 96.5, your home for Kansas City sports. Welcome back in, 96.5 The Fan, Fantasy Football Sundays right here. I am Mac Morey, your host, and we are getting to the matchup slate. The show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Make sure you text in to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line to be a part of.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
The start or sit segment that'll start in about 17 minutes or so. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Now we will go to the matchup slate. I'll go through every game. Okay, everyone, and I'll tell you, okay, I like this guy, don't like this guy. Hey, for this team, I'd start this one. And I usually am trying to do, you know, deeper cuts. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and, I don't know, last week I talked about Derrick Henry, and then I was like, eh, okay, probably shouldn't talk about Derrick Henry. We're all playing Derrick Henry, right? So I'm going to do some deeper cuts here for you on these matchups. Again, last week we had some winners. Rome Odunze, Terry McLaurin, Brian Thomas, T. Higgins, Wandale Robinson, Kareem, Shaheed, Dowdle. Those were some winners last week. I had some losers, though. Don't worry, and I'm not afraid to tell you that. I'm not going to get everything right. Alan Lazard, that was a loser. Deontay Johnson, Waddle, and Alexander Mattison. Didn't work out for me on those games. Quick update on the London game. 7-3 right now. Chicago up against Jacksonville. And it was a touchdown pass from Caleb Williams to, hallelujah, fantasy football owners, a tight end. Cole Kmet gets in the end zone, a touchdown. And the Bears already have the ball back right now. They are on their own, like, 7-yard line right now. Again, over there in London, 7-3. There is a London game next week, and I think even the week after that. I know there's one next week. The Jags are there 2 weeks in a row. I can't remember if it's 3 weeks in a row for just London games in general. But either way, if you're in fantasy football, which you are if you're listening to this show, and those games start at 8:30. So if you know someone's going to be over across the pond and you don't know if you're going to play them or not, you need to decide that Saturday night. That is not a Sunday morning decision. So right now, Jags, Bears, we won't talk about who to start there. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant now. Let's go to Bucks and Saints. Listen, this game's on one of my four squares. I'll tell you what. I'm watching this game. I'm pumped. You go, well, Mac, Derek Carr's out. Like, I get it's a rivalry, but Derek Carr's out. Who cares? The Bucks look great. Baker Mayfield, he's a top five MVP candidate. What? Nothing's going to happen. The Saints stink. No, we just watch the Saints, first off, okay? They're not terrible. The Chiefs had their way with him. It was a great game. Wow, it was awesome. It was very fun. 2-3 tight end sets, running the ball. Own time of possession. Derek Carr looked like a fool in the first play of the game, throwing a moon ball that looked like it was 80 yards. It was 30 yards right to Brian Cook on the sideline. Great catch. But Spencer Rattler is not Derek Carr, okay? Spencer Rattler can get out of the pocket. He can make things happen. What does this offense like to do? They like to launch it. They like to score. They like to go quickly. These are things that Spencer Rattler knows how to do. Things that Derek Carr, sure, in his head he knows how to do them, but he can't actually execute these things on the football field anymore. He doesn't have the athleticism to do it, and he never really did. He could at least kind of move around, and now you've got Rattler. This is a young guy who's going to be able to get out of the pocket, going to be able to extend plays. When you have weapons like Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave and an offensive coordinator like Clint Kubiak, things are going to go well. You're going to have more chances to do something. That, I wouldn't say that with every offense, but with a Saints offense, I think they want to let loose. They want a guy who can go off script. And Spencer Rattler can do that. I mean, it was my take on Fesco and Dusty, which you can listen to right here on 96.5 Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 live in the mornings. I said on our What's in the Script segment on Friday, I said Rattler is going to be the starter after this week in New Orleans. He's going to play well. I don't know if he'll win, but he's going to play well. And Clint Kubiak, Dennis Allen, they're going to see, wow, Rattler's the guy. Rattler actually gives us a higher ceiling for the rest of this year. Chris Olave, his ceiling just about popped up through the roof as well. If you got Chris Olave, start him today. I know it's been a rough season of on and offs, of booms and busts. Chris Olave is going off with Spencer Rattler today. And I think Derek Carr is going to get traded to either Miami or the Tennessee Titans because Spencer Rattler is the new starter in New Orleans. There you go. Chris Godwin in this game is the guy to me for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, against the Saints, he averages 5 catches for 70 yards and around a half a touchdown a game. That's in 13 games versus the Saints in his career. So I think he has a good day today. Now, in contrast, his superstar counterpart, Mike Evans, averages 3 catches on 50 yards and 0.3 touchdowns. Now, that's in 19 games versus New Orleans. 5 catches, 70, half a touchdown, 3 catches, 50, 0.3 touchdowns. It's sizable. It's a sizable difference in the production that Godwin and Evans have put up against these teams. Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore, they spend this whole game fighting, jawing, arguing with each other, screaming at each other. Now, is it entertaining football? Hell yeah. Is it one of the best one-on-one rivalries we have in the game? Hey, it might be the only really good one-on-one rivalry that we have right now, truthfully. I may be sleeping on a couple, but this is the best one. Lattimore gets the better of him more often than not, though. That's just the history. It's 19 games. I'm not going off of 4 matchups. This is 19 games now that Evans has played against the Saints, a lot of which have come with Lattimore. I don't expect any different today. Chris Godwin is the play in that Bucks versus Saints game. Going over to the Commanders at Ravens, Terry McLaurin is the play today for me, but really be a part of this passing game of the Commanders team because this is a high-scoring game today, Baltimore versus Washington. I think both these defenses are rough, especially both these passing defenses are rough. I mean, we've seen the Commanders get smoked on defense multiple times throughout the season. It hasn't really mattered. They're 4-1 because Jaden Daniels can put up points and they've got a lot of weapons. They've got a lot of good things going on right there in that offense right now. Now, I think McLaurin is a boom today. I think he goes over his yards, something in the 50s or 60s. It's a low number for Terry McLaurin in my head because this game goes over the points to me as well. I think this is going to be a high scoring game. You saw that Baltimore Ravens Cincinnati Bengals game last week, you know, 38-41 or whatever the hell it was. I think something similar happens here. You've got two elite quarterbacks with high flying, high octane offenses, and the defenses just simply aren't great. I mean, neither can defend the pass. The Ravens are okay against the run, but I don't think the Commanders are really going to want to run the ball. Also, Austin Eckler, kind of a must start to me this week. Brian Robinson is out. If you've got Austin Eckler, I think he could be a part of the passing offense as well. And he's going to be playing the majority of the snaps with Brian Robinson out. So I like Eckler as a play today as well. But really, if you've got a starter on this Commanders offense, I would seriously consider playing them because this is going to be a high-scoring game. This is going to be a fun matchup. The old versus the new regime and Jaden Daniels. I'm excited. For the Ravens, Isaiah Likely, they have multiple tight ends get over 5 catches this year. The Commanders have allowed multiple tight ends to get over 5 catches this year, I should say. And I think Likely could become a member of that group today. I also think he could get in the end zone. I don't know why. I just have a special feeling about Isaiah Likely. Cardinals, Packers. Michael Wilson, he's second in targets. We talked about him earlier as far as waiver wire pickups. If he's available on your waiver wire ads, I would consider it. He's second in targets on the team. Trey McBride's first. Marvin Harrison's third. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s third on the team in targets. I would address that if I was running that offense over there in Arizona. But nevertheless, he is involved. And he's going to be the third priority for this Packers defense below maybe fourth, you know, because you got to worry about Murray, Marvin, McBride. We haven't even talked about the running game. I mean, I think Michael Wilson could be left open a few times in this game, could even maybe see pay dirt. And then Jordan Love. If you've got a one quarterback league, I think Jordan Love's a guy that you can start today pretty confidently. You can tell he's figuring it out with these young wide receivers. And not only are these young wide receivers and young quarterback, it's injuries. I mean, every week it's, okay, Wicks is in this week. Oh, now Christian Watson's out. Oh, Romeo Doubs is going to play. Oh, Jaden Reed's a little banged up. It's every week one of these wide receivers, two of these wide receivers are hurt. Last week it was two. This Cardinals defense can't defend the pass too well. I like Jordan Love today, and I actually think he gets some rushing yards as well. I haven't looked at that number. I just was thinking of it as I'm analyzing this sort of matchup. I think Jordan Love actually could maybe go over his rushing total as well. Colts at Titans. Josh Downs. Talked about him on waiver wires. I like him today. He's my favorite Colt today. He just is. I'm not on Adonai Mitchell today. I'm not on Michael Pittman. Trey Sermon doesn't super excite me with Jonathan Taylor out because of injury. I like Josh Downs, and I don't think it really matters who plays quarterback today, whether it's Flacco or Anthony Richardson. Clearly, Downs has clicked the most out of any of the weapons with those quarterbacks. So I'm going to go Josh Downs today with the Colts. For the Titans, Pollard, over 10 points in three of the four games that they've played. He's had over 15 points in two of those. That's half PPR. He's been the one bright, legitimately, he's been the one bright spot for Tennessee's offense. And it's not like it's been an overwhelmingly, like, sun bright spot. It's fine. Like, he's been good. He's been consistent. He's run the ball pretty well with a horrendous offensive line, with a terrible quarterback situation, and a defense that hasn't necessarily lived up to what we thought it could be, which was potentially a top 10 unit. Pollard has been good, and I think he actually could be used a lot today. I'm curious, is the Titans are coming off a bye. Like, what is Brian Callahan, first-year head coach, cooking up with first full-year starter Will Levis? Like, they've got to have something change here. You know, lived in Nashville on and off for the last 10 years. I know over there in Music City, they're freaking out. If they don't win this game today, or at least look good, it's going to start to get a little ugly. And Mason Rudolph, get that helmet strapped up. I don't think Will Levis's days will be long in this world if they lose, and they lose badly today. Houston Texans at New England. We talked about this game earlier. Sidebar. New England, you're idiots for starting Drake May today. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're sending him into the fire. You're sending him to the wolves. He's going to get killed. You drafted this guy. You knew he was raw. You knew he wasn't ready. You knew your team sucked. You knew your team was going to lose a lot of games. All those things are happening, man. All those things are coming to fruition. And let me add on this. It's actually pretty positive. That's okay. You won a top three pick this year, New England. Your team blows. You don't have an offensive line. You don't have any wide receivers. You don't have a tight end to speak of. Your best defensive player is hurt. He's out for the whole year. Or he should be. You'll keep him out all year in Christian Barmore. Your other one, Christian Gonzalez, is a second-year player and a cornerback. Like, you are not ready to really compete. And now you're starting against the Houston Texans defense, who sacked rookie quarterback Caleb Williams this season 7 times. And they've pressured quarterbacks on around 48% of dropbacks. Yeah, let's start our young 21-year-old kid, Drake May. But in all reality, who you should start for the Patriots is Ramondre Stevenson. Listen, they already rely on him. And now with the young May coming in, he's going to want dump offs. He's going to want screen passes. He's going to want quick outs to the flats. That's going to be Ramondre Stevenson. And also, if you're in a tight end desperation mode, which most of us are, Austin Hooper, I don't know. It's a hot take, but it's a rookie quarterback. Rookie QBs love tight ends. So maybe Austin Hooper's a play today if you're desperate at tight end. Tank Dell for the Texans. Diggs is the number one wide receiver, but that also means he'll see more coverage against Christian Gonzalez. They're one true elite defender right now. I'll stick to that. They have other great defenders. Elite Christian Gonzalez, truly Christian Gonzalez is like a top 10 player at his position. I don't know if the Patriots have any other top 10 guys at their position. That's all I'm saying when I say elite. Tank's set to have a breakout today. I mean, remember how good of a rookie season Tank Dell had? Man, he was fun. He was one of the better wide receivers in the league. I still think he has all of those abilities. And on top of that, him and CJ Stroud are best friends. They're bros. They're buds. They love each other. They hang out off the field. Tank Dell's been hurt. He was coming off an injury. They were easing him back into this offense. Well, Now you've got a pretty rough bottom three Patriots team, and you've got your number one wide receiver, Nico Collins, out. Today's the day for Tank Dell. I don't think he's had over 8 or 9 points in half PPR. Today is the day for Tank Dell, breakout day for Tank. Cleveland Browns taking on the Eagles. Woo! Stinky, stinky. This game's not going to be fun. I don't like this one. Amari Cooper, Eagles secondary's bad. He's still a stud. And we've talked about Amari Cooper a lot here on Kansas City Radio, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, because, well, the Chiefs maybe need a weapon. Amari Cooper's cheap. The Browns suck. This could be a match made in heaven. Well, maybe that future Kansas City star wide receiver could be a guy today on your flex position. You're betting on a big play and lots of catches from Amari Cooper. That's really it. Scoring doesn't seem likely just because it's the Browns. The Browns don't score, really. But if Cooper can get 7 or 8 catches and get 80 yards, hey, that's a good day. That's a decent start. You'll take that from Amari Cooper. And the Eagles, I just wrote Eagles because I struggle. You know, again, I said I want to give you deep cuts here. I don't want to tell you to start Saquon Barkley, okay? Because if you have Saquon Barkley, hey, hint, start him. Start Saquon, okay? A.J. Brown's back. Devontae Smith's back. Every player on the Philadelphia Eagles is a starter in fantasy football, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert even. If you've got an Eagle today, and sometimes maybe Smith, maybe you've got a deep wide receiver core on your team, and Smith sometimes is a flex, and you don't know whether to start Devontae Smith, start him today. If you've got two tight ends and you don't really know, I like Dallas Goedert today a lot. As I'm saying this, Caleb Williams takes off for 20 yards right down to midfield. A great play there from the rookie Caleb Williams, who, by the way, I would have told you to start today if it wasn't a London game. I did have that written down. But yeah, the Eagles, I would say just go for it. If you've got a Philadelphia Eagle, I like them today against this Cleveland Browns team. Even Devontae Smith, that's sometimes a tough decision for you on your team. Over to the Chargers and the Broncos. Ladd McConkey, the rookie out of Georgia for LA. Listen, he could end up being a weekly play here in the next couple weeks. This could be a guy where I don't have to bring him up anymore because you should be starting Ladd McConkey. The only thing that I'm a little suspicious about is the Broncos might actually have a legit defense. It's 3 weeks in a row now the defense has looked great. Not good, great. Like, it could be top 10 legit. I'm not ready to cement that take, but like, the defense is good. Like, they're at least good. Like, after 1 week, I was like, cool, I really don't care. Like, whatever, Tampa Bay's weird. And then it happened again. And now here I am. Now, if it happens 3 weeks in a row, or if, excuse me, 4 weeks in a row, I can't keep ignoring it just because it's the Donkeys, okay? That's the only thing that makes me a little nervous with the Ladd McConkey start. But I still think he's going to get the targets. They're going to go to him. He is kind of becoming the number one option, at least from a usage standpoint. For the Broncos today, go with that running game. See what McLaughlin, Williams, I would go towards the McLaughlin play. But if Javonte Williams, who has been hyped in practice this week, and he's on your team, that would be a start. The Broncos are really tough for me. Josh Reynolds was hurt. That was a guy that I would have told you to play today against a pretty mid secondary at best in the Chargers. But the Broncos, tough for me right now as far as to say who to play on their skill team. If you've got Bo Nix, I don't hate that start today. He's had a couple good games. I like Bo Nix against the Chargers, but a tough start in fantasy. Both these teams, a tough fantasy play here is the Chargers and the Broncos. Not surprising. Got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Raiders. This is an old school football game right now. Najee Harris is the play for me for Pittsburgh. Raiders allow 130 rushing yards a game. You've got to give Najee the ball. I'm tired of this quarterback bullcrap in Pittsburgh too. Okay, who's your guy? Okay, you've got two quarterbacks, you got zero quarterbacks. It's week six. Justin Fields has won you 3 games. Is it him or is it not? Because I'm hearing a lot of stuff this weekend about Russell Wilson. And just because it's Russell Wilson, I don't know if it's legit. Is this Russell's agent? Is Wilson have his ear to the ground with reporters? Be like, oh yeah, no, actually, like I'm going to be coming back soon. And like the drama is getting ridiculous. Start Fields or don't. I'm already over it. I like Najee Harris today, though. And that would be with any quarterback. It is going to be Fields today. It might be Wilson next week, but it's Fields today. Start Najee Harris. And for the Raiders, Jacoby Myers. Last 3 games, 9, 10, and 9 targets. Now, Aiden O'Connell's starting today. Gardner Minshew's benched. That could change kind of who gets a lot of usage on this offense. But Myers is their best weapon. Devontae Adams isn't playing right now. So it's not even close. Like, Myers and Bowers are the two guys. Bowers is a weekly start. You should be starting Brock Bowers every single week. It does not matter. Jacoby Myers today, these last 3 weeks, 9 targets. I'm going to go off of that. I'm going to ride the hot hand here. And also, like, I'm one of the few guys who, when I watched Aiden O'Connell last year, I didn't think he was awful. I think he's a good, like, point-and-shoot quarterback. Like, he's accurate. He can stand in the pocket. He's got a rifle. Go with Myers today. Would have loved the Chiefs to get Jacoby Myers in the offseason. Alas. The Falcons at the Panthers. Now, Bijan Robinson owners, I know this is hard. It's been a tough season for Bijan Robinson owners. Last week especially, you had a game that scored 70-11 points, and Bijan wasn't a part of it once. Stunk. Now, I know this is a sensitive topic, but I think Bijan's a play today. I really do. They ran, like, only outside zone with Bijan Robinson last week. That may not mean a lot to any of you, but let's just make it simple here, right? Bijan Robinson at Texas ran in between the tackles. He ran inside runs, right? He was really good at it. He was amazing at it. In fact, he drafted in the top 10 as a running back. Now, this year at Atlanta, he's running outside zones, outside of the tackles, to the sideline runs. Can he do that sometimes? Sure. It's like, he's a running back. He's very talented. He's a very athletic, capable player. But his strength, like, his clear strength, is running inside. I think the Falcons are going to look at that tape and go, what the hell are we doing? We've got Tyler Allgeier. He can run the outside zone stuff. Let's give our stud top 10 running back the ball in between the tackles and let him work. Bijan. Chuba Hubbard today for the Panthers. I never thought Chuba Hubbard was actually that good of a player, but he's a good NFL back these last 2 weeks. Got a couple more games, but I want to get to this start sit. We've got a lot to talk about here. Let time get away from me a little bit, but that's okay. We're going to get your text, 913-586-7965. I want to get all your texts in the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sundays. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Stay locked in, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We're back here, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Fantasy Football Sunday, I am your host, Mac Moore. A couple more matchups to get, but I do want to get your text. Start or sit happening right now, 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number, 913-586-7965. Did have a text. You keep saying Ramondre Stevenson for the Pats. He's out. You're right. My fault. Meant to say Antonio Gibson. Stevenson is out at running back for the Patriots today. Jalen Polk and Antonio Gibson are going to be really the only two guys for New England that have a chance. If waiver wire, if Antonio Gibson is there today and you need a running back, he's the RB1 for a team. They are playing a tough Texans defense, but it's a desperation pick. I got three matchups really quick, and then I'm going to get to all your texts. Make sure you're sending them in now, 913-586-7965. Lions at Cowboys. Tolbert. This could be a really high-scoring game for Jalen Tolbert, the wide receiver of Dallas. A matchup that bodes well, and I imagine this could be a 6 or 8 target game for him. Jahmyr Gibbs for the Lions. I don't know about the carries that he get. Him and Montgomery are always switching or splitting those carries, but I predict a touchdown today from Jahmyr Gibbs. And then Sunday Night Football, I like Trace Brown for the Bengals. I like Tyrone Tracy for the Giants. And then Monday Night Football, I like Garrett Wilson and I like Dawson Knox. James Cook is still not 100% for the Bills. The Jets are going to lock up Keon Coleman. Shakir's questionable, but Allen's going to have to go to his two security blankets, and that is both Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. Both those guys, decent starts for the Bills. Now, let's get to the start or sit segment. Quentin, hit it for me. 913-586-7965. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line number on Fantasy Football Sundays, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Start or sit. Send me your questions. Let's do it for the next 10 minutes or so. T. Higgins or Stephon Diggs? I have Jamar Chase in the other spot. Enrico Dowdle or Chuba Hubbard? Okay, 268. Loaded questions here. First off, easy. We're going Diggs. If you've got Chase already in, we're not going to double up on the Bengals today. I know you could. Like, realistically, last week would have been a great week to double up. That's just risky to me. I know it's the Giants. And if you really feel it, if you feel a 35-10 route of New York by Cincinnati, then fine. But I think I'm going to go with the floor here, and it's a damn good floor. Stephon Diggs and Jamar Chase. Stephon Diggs is the number one wide receiver for the Texans today. My fear, I'm just giving you all sides of this that are going through my head here, 268. My fear with Diggs is the Texans get up 21-0 in 5 minutes and they run the ball the whole game because it's the New England Patriots. That is the one fear there. And all of a sudden, Diggs had 4 catches for 40 yards and the game's over. He's on the bench with his helmet off in the third quarter. That would be the scare. That could happen in the Bengals game too. I mean, there's so many possibilities. To me, it's Diggs, it's Chase, and I'm starting Chuba Hubbard today over Rico Dowdle. That is the ceiling, Chuba Hubbard and the floor. Chuba Hubbard is still the number one running back. Rico Dowdle, for whatever reason, still having to fight with Ezekiel Elliott. 702, Jerry Jeudy or Dontavian Wicks for the flex. I like Wicks today. We talked about him last week a little bit. I like Wicks today against the Cardinals at home. Dontavian Wicks, if you haven't gotten to watch the Packers or a lot, and they've got just a slew of wide receivers, so you kind of lose track. Wicks kind of is like if Kadarius Toney could catch a football. He's really athletic. He's really quick. He could juke you out of your socks. I like Dontavian Wicks today in what could be a high-scoring game between Green Bay and Arizona. 303, flex Tolbert or Downs? This is a tough one. You got Tolbert against the Lions today at 325. And you got Downs against the Titans. I'm going Tolbert. I think it's a high-scoring game. I'm going to go with Tolbert. With that said, Josh Downs is more likely to get that 60-yard touchdown bomb. And that's the thing. One play, and it's like, shoot. I should have. But for me, I'm going to go usage. I'm going to go higher-scoring game. I'm going to go Tolbert there. Tolbert over Downs. 733. Text into the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Few more minutes for you to be a part of it. Bucky Irving or Tony Pollard? Ooh, this is a fun one. We love Bucky on this show. We've talked about him since before the season started. We've talked about Bucky Irving on your fantasy football teams. And we've talked about Rashad White. He's actually like an okay running back. He's a really good pass catcher. And that's why the usage is going to go down for him. Well, all of those things have transpired. But Tony Pollard is the lead back. He's on a Tennessee Titans team that isn't great. But as I mentioned earlier, he's the only consistent, decent part of the team. I'm going to go Pollard today. I'm going to go Pollard for you today. But this is... what you're doing and what you're asking is really smart because you're being a week early here. If you start Bucky Irving, someone would more than like Bucky Irving really against the Saints today, but that's when you do it because Bucky Irving could become the running back one today and you hit it and you hit the start. For me, I'm going Pollard. I get where you're coming from though. The Saints Bucks could be a higher scoring game. I just think I'm going to go usage here. I think Pollard, if they are in the red zone, which I think they'll get there once at least, Pollard has a really good chance to score. So I'm going Tony. 468, Eckler or Zach Moss? I like Austin Eckler today for you, 468. I do because he's the lead back on a game that I'm just all over. Washington, Baltimore, man. Have it on today. Watch that. A nooner? Who knows what the NFL's thinking? Out of their damn minds putting that game at noon. That game's going to be good. That game's going to be great. Electric. Give me Austin Eckler today. He's the lead back. Brian Robinson's out. I like passing game for them. Yeah, give me Eckler. 872. Allen or Mayfield? So you got Josh Allen going up against the Jets in Monday Night Football, and you've got obviously Baker going up against New Orleans in a game that we've talked about today. I'm going to go Baker. I am. Because the Jets defense has looked good this season, and they got the new coach bump. They've got this weird little spark that they're going to get this week. I mean, just history tells us that, right? There's a good chance the Jets win this game this week. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it, but, like, the new coach bumps a thing. We saw it with the Raiders and Antonio Pierce last year. We see it probably once a year. Guy gets fired, new guy comes in, and for a couple weeks, it just provides some sort of energy. They get hyped up for their team again, and I think that's going to happen with the Jets. I think the Jets defense comes out, and they give Allen some troubles. And, you know, Josh Allen, he's got James Cook, his best weapon. He's hurt. He's going to play, but he's hurt. Yeah, Khalil Shakir, he's questionable. I don't know the last diagnosis on him. You got a rookie in Keon Coleman, and you got your two tight ends. I'm going to go Mayfield here today against the Saints in what could be a really fun game. Another one I'll have on my Foursquare. I'm excited for that one. 303, Dowdle or Gibson? Rico Dowdler, Antonio Gibson. Now, I messed up earlier. Ramondre Stevenson is out for New England today, so it will be Antonio Gibson in. I'm going to go Dowdle. And listeners, you go, well, wait, isn't Gibson the RB1? Don't you go usage? Yeah, I know. Patriots just bad, man. Patriots are bad, and I don't like this. I don't like this matchup. The Texans defense is going to annihilate this team. Absolutely wish they didn't show up today. Give me Rico Dowdle in a game that I think could have some serious points. Lions at Cowboys. Give me Rico Dowdle, and that's a team that's finally figuring this out, right? They're figuring out that Rico Dowdle is better. They have their allegiances. They have their alliances with Ezekiel Elliott. They have their history, their past, that camaraderie. He means a lot to that franchise. I get it. Rico Dowdle's better now. Okay. It just is what it is. They're starting to figure that out. 7-4-3. Make sure you get your last second text in. Battle leave here on Fantasy Football Sunday. Just a minute or so left. 913-586-7965. 7-4-3 sends in a QB question. Justin Herbert or Jared Goff? Give me Goff. Give me Goff today, man. Yeah, we just talked about it. It could be a high-scoring game. Lions at Cowboys. In fact, I think it will be a high-scoring game today. Lions coming off of a bye. We mentioned the Broncos defense. I think it's actually really good. I'm trying to decide if they're great or not. Like, they're really good, though. Like, that's a fact. So, yeah, that's actually one of the easier ones today for me. I'm going to go Jared Goff for you, 7-4-3. I hope I lead you in the right direction. Last text from the 926, Dallas defense or Lions defense? Lions. If you're deciding between that, I mean, they're playing each other. Lions are a better team and better defense. There's no question. And you could make an argument Detroit's the second best team in football right now. If I had to make a pick to make the Super Bowl out of the NFC, it would be Detroit. What a great show today, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of it on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Really appreciate y'all listening to Fantasy Football Sundays right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. We'll be back next week. And make sure you find me on Twitter, MacJMorey25, MacJMorey25, and at me anytime throughout the week. If it gets tomorrow night and you're like, oh, I don't know, I've got these two guys playing this Monday night football game, I don't know who to start, make sure you hit me up on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. Ask me that question. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Right here, stay locked in. You got my guy Jay Binkley coming up next right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse. No compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.